Patient name Savannah Klink, last name spelled K-L-I-N-K, date of birth 9/28/10, date of service 5/14/22. This is an 11-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today due to lower abdominal pain, suprapubic area. She does have a history of chronic UTIs. She had one, Mom states, 2 months ago due to E. coli. She does have strong urine smell and odor, burning when urination as well. She is able to void for us just a small amount, however. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 107/67, pulse 109, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 100%, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period. New paragraph. A complete review of systems was done with this patient, no other complaint except for additional flank pain on the left-hand side. Period. New paragraph. Patient does communicate well. She tells me it feels like what she had before with a urinary tract infection. Period. New paragraph. Labs today include a urinalysis, which came out positive for leukocytes as well as hematuria. Period. New paragraph. Patient has been starting with the above symptoms just for the last day. New onset, most pronounced here this morning. Period. New paragraph. Once again, no other symptoms except for what is mentioned in the chief complaint. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area clear, neck, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy, heart, mildly tachycardic at a rate of 109, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, mildly tender in the suprapubic region. Period. New paragraph. Labs are consistent today with a urinalysis of probable urinary tract infection. We will proceed down that pathway. Period. New paragraph. Patient will, for assessment and treatment, patient will receive Rocephin 500 milligram injection to be followed by Keflex 500 milligrams BID for a period of 10 days. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Mom will monitor symptoms. We will also send the urine specimen out for culture. Return to clinic if not improving.